for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 2nd. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. What appeared on video to be a funnel cloud touched down in West Sonoma County yesterday around 11 a.m. Officials cannot verify it was a tornado until confirmation that it touched down and caused damage. Currently, it's just considered a funnel cloud or potential waterspout. The last official tornado to touch down in Santa Rosa was back in 2011. A 28-year-old Santa Rosa man was sentenced yesterday to 12 years in prison and must register as a sex offender after his conviction for trafficking a young girl. Pedro Lopez Plasencia pled no contest to multiple charges, including human trafficking of a minor on January 2nd. He was arrested following an investigation back in October of 2022. Highway 12 in the westbound direction from Santa Rosa Avenue to Dutton Avenue will be shut down this weekend for more roadway construction. Starting tonight at 8 p.m., the entire section is closed until 8 a.m., and then again overnight Saturday into Sunday and Sunday into Monday. During daytime shifts, one lane westbound will be open from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., but motorists should still expect delays. In sports, the Warriors take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, and Thomas Detry has the lead at 9-under par after round one of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Patrick Cantlay has won back, followed by Matthew Pavon. And your forecast, some dense morning fog, then mainly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers. Highs in the 50s. Tonight, patchy fog once again, still a chance of a sprinkle. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance for scattered showers. Highs in the 50s. Another round of heavy rain and very gusty wind moves in for Saturday night through Monday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Since 1985, Hodgen & Sons Tree Care has been serving families and businesses all around Sonoma County. And if you've ever wondered, does Mike actually have sons? Yes, he does. Here's John.
One of the smartest investments you can make is to keep your trees and shrubs safe, healthy, and beautiful with regular maintenance and pruning. Ed?
Anyone can cut branches, but at Hodgen & Sons, we plan carefully for long-term health and beauty. We know exactly what and how to cut. Pruning and shaping, trimming for safety, defensible space, and to preserve a view.
Have us over to take a look soon. It's probably time for some maintenance.
When you have an emergency, we're ready to respond 24/7. We are experts in close quarters tree removal. My climbers go where the bucket trucks can't.
They do it all. A full list of services offered by Hodgen & Sons Tree Care is online at HodgenTree.com. HodgenTree.com. HodgenTree.com.
Do you think simply sitting and talking to a customer would be considered a good deed for free? This is Austin from Moore Home Services, and I think it does. Our technician Jeff showed up to a service call for a retired veteran who lives in the country with his wife. While Jeff was working on his system, the two struck up a conversation that spanned every subject, from family to animals to world religions to the customer's military service. Jeff was thrilled to learn from the wisdom and the knowledge of the inspiring older gentleman. He later said that he felt like he knew his customer for 20 years, not 2 hours, and he was grateful for the experience. Imagine that, making a friend out of a customer. In this case, it was a mutual good deed for free. Two people connecting and enriching each other's lives. If you need plumbing, heating, or AC services, check us out at morehomeservices.com.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, today through Sunday.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, today through Sunday.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
Huge factory incentives, factory rebates. This weekend only.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999.
Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
Free delivery of your new hot tub.
Just relax and enjoy. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds.
Today, noon to 7. Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, 10 to 6. Free admission. Free delivery.
Sonoma County Event Center at the fairgrounds.
Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
102.7 The Wolf and Rick Michaels here, and I got to tell you, it's a big bummer to see the Bodega Seafood Art and Wine Festival come to an end. 27 festivals over 29 years. They said, well, it was just getting too expensive, and their expenses rose $50,000 just over the past 2 years alone.
Sonoma County.
102.7 The Wolf.
You can now listen to The Wolf on a new frequency.
Awesome, yes.
More music, more fun, and great coverage in Petaluma. Catch us on our new frequency and find out what you've been missing.
It's better.
As always, you'll find us at 102.7. But now we're also at 102.5.
Turn it up.
Turn this up.
Turn it up.
We're taking over the airwaves. The Wolf, 102.7 and 102.5.
Time for another update on the roadways as it's starting to pick up a little bit from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Friday light for your Marin commute. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Staples Stores. Southbound 101 looking much better, getting into and through the Narrows. Now you're back at the limit past Olin Poly Park. You will be a bit sluggish from south of 37 into the Civic Center area, but it's still just a 31-minute ride between Petaluma and Central San Rafael, 45 minutes to the Golden Gate. Northbound 101, no delays into downtown Santa Rosa yet, and southbound 101 Coming down from Windsor, just a 9-minute ride into downtown. Staples Print Big Sale means the more you print, the more you save. Get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off $300 or more. Ends 2/10/24. See staples.com/print for details. Print more, save more at Staples. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7. The Wolf.
Saying in her sleep, oh, brother's got a date to keep, you can't hang around. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street.
Something tells you that you've got to make
in the middle of our. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Coming for some time. When it's
can't listen on air? Listen to The Wolf online at thewolf.fm.
Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, February 2nd. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A major traffic collision shut down Lakeville Highway yesterday morning and took the life of one driver. Two vehicles hit head-on in the area of Pineview Way. A female driver of an SUV was killed. The other driver of a sedan suffered major injuries and was taken to the hospital. The roadway reopened around 7 p.m. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. It was raining when that collision occurred. Northern California's commercial fishermen are getting $20.6 million in federal disaster relief, but it's far from enough. Originally, Governor Newsom had applied for $45 million to help the struggling salmon industry after the loss of the 2023 season and years of drought that have reduced salmon stock.
But what this weather did not provide is a shadow or reason to hide. Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day. An early spring is on the way.
That's right, it's official. Spring is right around the corner. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow in front of thousands of spectators this morning at Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. That means we should get an early spring. In sports, the Warriors take on the Grizzlies tonight, and congratulations to the Cardinal Newman girls basketball team. They won their 10th NBL championship in a row. And your forecast after some dense fog this morning, mostly cloudy with a